Good morning, sir. No, don't worry, it's okay. Your wife just went downstairs to make breakfast. I can hear the cooking starting already, and Sarah is... Well, I don't know if she has a hangover yet. I think she still might actually be drunk from last night. Yeah, we were Borgen. No, not like Star Trek. God, you're cute. No, it's like, you mix your own gallon, you make a cocktail of Gatorade, juice, and alcohol so you don't get hangovers and no one tries to roofie you. It's just, Sarah kept sipping from other Borgs. She was having a great time. Maybe too great a time, but, that's why I called you. I'd be surprised if she didn't start sobering up until tomorrow. I mean, everyone was excited for holiday break, and it was our first big college party. We were finally of age. We finally got to do the things that we've always wanted to do. Sarah? Yeah, she did do what she wanted. She flirted and drank and had a wonderful time. I just made sure she made home safe. Yeah, she's sleeping right now, but, she's probably gonna need me to, go get some Gatorade for her and a few ibuprofen in a while. What am I doing here? Well, you know how I said we were doing what we always wanted? Well, that was the truth. Sarah got to try weed now that it's legal. She drank with her friends, and she made out with every dream boy because you never let her date. And pretty much everyone that she didn't have the courage to even talk to, now she was confident enough to kiss. Did I do the same? Well, no. Why? Well, I had different goals. See, she lived her dreams, and I lived mine. What were mine? I wasn't preoccupied with clumsy college boys. I've had those, or getting wasted. Not really my thing. Just focused on getting Sarah home safe to my beloved second family that let me hang out so often in my formative years. Aw, thank you. I love Sarah. I wouldn't let anything happen to her. But that wasn't my only dream. I mean, I drank too. I mean, just enough? Just enough to what? To make this cute dilf I've been crushing on for, like, years think that I didn't know what I was doing. To think I might not even remember. To think maybe just... maybe since his very own daughter was passed out and his controlling wife was not around, that... just maybe it would be okay to let her, in her haze, paw at his cock and pull it from his shorts and suck it like you only saw in porn movies, to drunkenly moan and slobber onto it until she drained every ounce of his seed. And then, maybe she pretended to pass out. Maybe he thought we would all think it was just a dream. And when she saw him in the morning, he looked guilty but relieved when she seemed groggy but unaware. Maybe it was just a dream. Well, I just wanted to, just wanted to come by and say hi. And just, I don't know, just see you. I know. You don't have anything to worry about. Sir, I don't want to get you in any trouble. You don't have to worry about me, I promise. I just wanted to, you know, thank you for last night. For coming to our rescue, for not lecturing, for not judging, for always being sweet, for letting me have my fantasy for the ride. Oh my god, you should see your face. No. It's so hot when I can make a husband and daddy blush. I like it. It's like that you're looking at me. I can see what you're thinking about. You want me to say it? It looks like you're thinking about the car and about me, about my hand and my mouth and my pussy. It's okay. Your wife is downstairs. I promise. She can't hear me. I swear, I really just came down here to say hi and thank you for the ride. Now that I'm here, I can't stop thinking about it. I really should thank you for last night. For every night of you being sweet and supportive, for every fantasy of you I ever came to. And then last night, the way you let me take over, the way you let me play with you, the way you moaned, it was amazing. I dreamed about it so many times, by myself, late at night. I had all these fantasies about what would happen, what it would feel like, what it would taste like, and it was better. So much better than any of my fantasies. Because you made it feel really special. Because you made me feel really special. You're so sweet and gentle, yet firm and so hard. So needy and yet so patient. And the way you carried me to bed, I was secretly praying you'd fuck me. But you're just too sweet to take advantage, aren't you? No, don't regret it. I don't. I don't want to forget it. I'll never forget it. And I hope you won't either. This is really dumb, but after you tucked me in and you said goodnight, it was kind of sad. No, not because of anything you did, like, I was having a hard time hiding the fact that I was smiling so much. I was, like, glowing, basically. Then I got sad when I had to. When I had to wash up, because I could still taste you, your cum in my mouth. And I knew it would be gone forever after that. The sweet and salty taste, the sound of your moans, the feel of your hands in my hair, the safe feeling I got when you carried me. God, the way you hesitated as you laid me down. I just It just felt like the moment was gone, and lost with the hints of your cum washed away, like a dream in sunlight. Just a dream, huh? You okay? It's okay. You can look at me. I'm just standing in your doorway, you know. Like I've done it a million times. Looking like a dork, all hungover and trashed in my comfies. Cute. You're always so sweet to me. No, it's just a t-shirt and shorts. But it feels special when you look at me. Can I show you something? It's okay. I can hear your wife downstairs in the kitchen. She won't know, I promise. I just want to show you how special you make me feel. Okay? Let me just slide down my shorts a little bit. Just little by little. Down around my thighs. So you can see my pink satin panties. What do you think of them? I wore them for you last night, but it was so dark in the car, and then you refused to take advantage of me. So you never got to see them. You can see them now, though, can't you? A little pink bow in the front. Just how wet they are as I soak through, being this close. You made me so wet last night, and you're making me wet now. Are you okay? You look a little uncomfortable under those covers. Almost like you're trying to hide something. What are you hiding, sir? Show me. Please? Please take off the covers for me? Let me see it. Oh my god. Oh fuck, it's really nice to finally see you so clearly in the morning light. Nicer than I remembered from the stilted streetlights. Reaching for you in the dark. It's so big for me. So hard. Can you touch it for me? Fuck. Oh, fuck. Your cock is throbbing. That's really hot. God, that big dark spot in your boxers. Did I make you come already? You know I'm teasing you. I can't believe that's all pre-cum. You must really like me. Really want me. I like looking at you. I want to play with you so bad. I want to stroke your sweet, thick cock like in my fantasies. But last night I did that. Now I have new fantasies. What am I doing? I'm pulling my shirt up so you can see my tits. See how hard my nipples are, so I can play with them and pull on them. Do you like them? Mm-hmm, you do? I know they're not like your wives, but they are young, needy, and so soft, except for the nipples. So hard. It's okay, she's downstairs. She can't hear anything. Just look at me. Look at me and stay quiet. And let me start stroking your cock. Like I did last night. Just look in your slit. Fuck. Now I'm so close to you. I can't stop. I need this. This feels so good. I want to kiss and bite and taste. Oh, no, I won't leave marks, I promise. I just... Oh, I can't stop. You suck on my nipples. I feel your lips on them. Flicking your tongue. I want to feel you nibble on them. Oh, I want it so bad. It makes me so wet thinking about it. It's making your cock harder. It's making your cock throb in my hands. And my mouth. Thinking about sucking on my titties. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't stop, please. Please don't stop. No. I can't stop. I need this. I'm so close to my deepest fantasy. I'll just lie back. I can't do this anymore. I can't take it. I can't take it. No. Don't stop. It's okay. I need you. I need you. Please, just... Just stay quiet. Just relax. Stay quiet, please. Just relax. I'm just gonna take off my panties and climb into bed with you. It's okay. She won't hear anything. And I'll be quiet, I swear. Please, just this once. Just this once. We'll never talk about it again. Please. It'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be so fucking good. We're already so close. I'm already kneeling on top of you. Just lie back and keep your voice down. Oh my god. Can you feel that? Your tip just barely touching. Feeling how wet I am. I'm grinding your cock against my lips and I'm so tight and wet. And oh my god, I guess my clit sliding inside me. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Please, just this once, I won't tell anyone, I promise. I'll be a good girl, I won't tell anyone. Let's just pretend you're my dream right now. You're asleep and I'm still hung over in Sarah's room. Just react to what I say, to what I do. It's not cheating, I swear. You're just in the sweet, hot, college girl's wet dream. And when we're done, you can wake up and pretend it never happened. Or maybe we can dream again. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Shh, shh. Right about now, I'd be sane. I love you. Sorry, that's just something from the dream. Let me just... I'll slide you deeper and... Oh, fuck. I can feel it. Finally. I can finally feel it. The slide back and forth. Oh my god. Oh my god. You're inside me. I can... Oh, feel you. Inside me. Completely inside me. Oh, fuck, it feels... so... good. Oh. Oh my god, oh fuck. Ugh, I can't believe this. I've been in this for so long. And now your cock is inside me. Oh. You're mine for now. For this dream. That's it. That's it. You can fuck me. I know. I know. I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet. I'll fuck. Oh, fuck. God, this feels so good. Oh my god, that feels incredible. Do you like that? When I grind my hips? Am I doing it good for you? Suck my tits. Oh, please. Oh, suck on my nipples while you fuck up into me. Oh my fuck, you're so much different than those college boys. Oh, that feels so good. That's it. That's it. Oh fuck. Oh my god, I can't believe you're actually fucking me. Oh, your grunts. Your moans. I want this so bad. Oh, I'm shaking. Oh, fuck. I'm shaking. I'm so close already. Your cup feels so good inside me. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm so close. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Please. Don't stop. Please keep fucking me. Please. Keep fucking me. Please make me come. No one has been able to make me come with just sex. Oh, fuck. But I knew. I knew you could. I knew you would. I knew. Oh, I knew this would be so much better than my fantasies. I'm so fucking close. Oh, fuck. That's it. Just like that. Yes. No, stop. Just keep fucking me. Just keep fucking me. It's okay. You can come inside me. I'm safe. I made sure. Please. Just in case. Please. Just please don't stop. Just please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't fuck. Fuck. Yes. 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 Come at me. Yes. Yes. Oh my fuck. Oh my god, that was incredible. That was amazing. I can't believe we did that. Oh my god, we fucked right here. In the bed. You share with your wife. Oh fuck, this is better than my fantasy. Oh my god. Your cock feels incredible inside me. Just wait. I know you don't want to get caught. Just keep it inside me a little longer. I just want to really feel it. Really remember my first real orgasm. You know, without toys. I mean, I've made myself come, but no one has ever made me come. Yeah, sex at college has been pretty bad. This was so good. So perfect. I just want to freeze this moment. I just want to remember every bit of it. Not that I could ever forget you. I just want to stay like this all day. It's okay. I know you don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get you in trouble. Okay. Fuck, you're getting hard again? What? You think it's because I'm so pretty? I look like hell. Oh fuck, you're starting to throb again. Here, let me. God, you're just so hard and messy. No, I can't just run off and leave you like this. Here, let me clean you up. You know, to get rid of the evidence. You wouldn't want to go downstairs to your lovely wife smelling like your daughter's best friend, would you? God. Oh, it tastes so good. Shh. Close your eyes. It's just a dream, remember? I love this. I love this cock. Love you. There we go. I cleaned every single inch of you. Okay, I'm going to get my panties back on and my shirt. Whew, I should probably leave you alone now. Being in your doorway happens every day, but straddling you on the bed you share with your wife? Not a great look. Before I go, can I kiss you on the lips? Thank you. Thank you for everything. I guess I'll see you downstairs in a little bit for breakfast. Don't worry. It'll just be our little secret that I'm walking around with your cum inside me. I'll make sure to keep these satin panties on so it doesn't drip down my thighs. No, I'm not gonna change. I just wanna savor it a bit. I will, don't worry. It was just a dream. A hot, young, needy girl's wet dream. In fact,
You are just waking up for it. Now that I'm back in your doorway. And meanwhile, I'm going to go back to bed to enjoy, to savor the sweet, hot, wet dream. Shh. It was just a dream. No reason to feel guilty. You're still innocent. Nothing happened. And if you like, maybe you can dream it again this holiday. You know, when your wife volunteers for church events or goes Christmas shopping or goes to visit family on vacation. Maybe you can let Sarah date a little more often. And then maybe you can stay home and have a sweet dream of your own. Maybe we can explore all your dreams. Sweet dreams, Daddy.